I appreciate you all staying today. And the first thing we will do is, even before we call the meeting to order, is we will open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to see what you have done with our church and your church, and what a privilege it is to be able to serve you and to work together. Lord, as we look and see how you have blessed us, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we are undeserving of all your grace and mercy and blessing that you have given us. And it's also very humbling. And we ask, Lord, that you would continue to pour out your blessing upon us so that we might further your kingdom. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we will call the meeting to order. Steve, you are taking notes. Okay. Just making sure. And also ask that if you give a report today, that you use the microphone, because we also record it so that we can go back and make sure we get everything accurate. Turn me up louder. So first thing is the pastor's report. So if you want to turn in your packet or whatever you'd like to do there. Okay. Well, another year has passed, and only what is done for Christ will last. It has been a joy to serve him and his church, and I want to thank you for being a part of his church here on earth and serving together in this local church. I really mean it when I say I've always been proud of the people who attend here. And you know, as you listen to people who have met people from our church, they always say that what a great group goes to Wilson, whether it's camp or whatever. And last week we heard the same thing. So we have a great bunch of people here, and I'm proud of the people who attend here. And you are some of the best people that can be found anywhere. And I have not said that in all my churches. So I really mean that today. Thank you for being members of this church. We now have 60 members. Now, some of those lately haven't been attending as much, but there's 60 on the roster, which I think is probably a record for us. And thank you for that, and praise the Lord. It's not just the number, however, it's the quality of the person and the spirituality of the members who attend here. And I would like to say that we will miss those who passed away this past year. You know, I pastored for a lot of years before losing close and active members of the congregation. You know, we lose those sparingly, but last year early this year we seemed to be hit with some people who are important to the church and to me personally and to you, and so we will miss them. But a big thank you to all who serve in some capacity, whether you serve up front or behind the scenes ministry. I want you to know that you are important. I appreciate Pastor Craig and his ministry and his loyalty. I never worry about him being disloyal. You hear a lot of scary things about pastor, associate pastor, and pastor youth relationships, but I never have to worry about him, and I'm grateful for that. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing here. We continue to grow and be fruitful. We have seen people saved and lives transformed this last year. Our fruitfulness is also shown by the number of people we have in ministry opportunities and our training for the ministry. At district council this year, we were privileged to have two receive their license to preach, and somebody said to me, "You have two. Boy, your church must be a good church." And I took that as a compliment, and that goes to you too. It's not all the pastors doing, it's the members and the families who have a big part of that. So I'm excited also about Mark and Josh coming aboard, as we're going to call them assistant pastors. And we gave them job descriptions. They have similar requirements, but Joshua will have a bent towards missions and evangelism, and Mark's bent toward youth evangelism. I'm excited about the new men's ministry. In fact, I'm excited about the future. Our future is bright. And I also want to thank my family because without them, I could not do this. They helped me in so many ways. I especially want to thank my wife for her support and labor. And also, I don't know if I mentioned the board. I thought it was in my report there, but it is. But I failed to mention them. We work good together, and I appreciate their loyalness and their wisdom that they bring to the table when we have our board meetings. Once in a while, in my report, I'd like to give a devotional and to challenge you in a certain area. And this year, I would like to challenge you in the area of practicing encouragement. I was pleased when Glenn hit on kindness in Sunday school this morning because that has been a thing that has been on my heart lately. And for just a couple of minutes, I'm not going to take much time. I would like us to look at the life of Barnabas. And if you have your Bibles, you could turn to Acts chapter 4. Verses 36 and 37. And Hoseas, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. One of the great needs anywhere is for people to show kindness, not just demonstrate kindness once in a while, but to be characterized as people of kindness. And Barnabas was one such person. In fact, let me read some scriptures to you. I actually read a couple of these this morning when we were taking in new members. But listen to these scriptures again. Ephesians 4:32, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Ephesians 4:2, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love. And 1 Corinthians 16:14, let all your things be done with charity. It would be great if we could just heed the exhortation of those verses and pass through this world with a ministry of encouragement. We noticed Barnabas, and he had a heart to do good. He has earned the name Son of Consolation. By the way, that is a very special word, a very special name, because the word consolation comes from the same word that is translated comforter. So Barnabas was like the Holy Spirit in that he was a comforter. He was one who would come alongside, offer help and encouragement. And I want all of us to be classified as encouragers. There's an outline there, so you can just read that and find out some ways that you can be an encourager. But look for ways to be an encourager. You'll have to reach out to people in order to do that. When Saul was converted, remember, the disciples didn't want to have anything to do with him. They didn't trust him. But it was Barnabas who reached out to him and offered him encouragement and became Paul's companion in missionary journeys. I wonder what would have happened to Saul, who became Paul, if Barnabas had not come alongside to help him and help the rest of the group accept him. Then he was an encourager to the other disciples. When the church at Jerusalem began to meet and there were new disciples, new Christians there. Do you know that the church sent Barnabas to that young church? Because he was one that would just naturally offer encouragement and accept people. And then he was also one who would encourage the discouraged. There was a guy by the name of John Mark, and he went with Paul and Barnabas on one of their missionary journeys. Unfortunately, John Mark had not reached full maturity and turned back. After that, Paul and Barnabas were ready to go on another missionary journey, Barnabas wanted to take John Mark along. Paul didn't. The dispute was real. Barnabas left with John Mark, and Paul took Silas. But we know from that Barnabas must have had an impact on this man's life, because later on, as the Apostle Paul himself was approaching death, he asked for John Mark to come to him. What would have happened to John Mark if Barnabas had not come along and encouraged him? I wonder. He might not have been there for Paul. Even worse than that, we might not have the gospel of Mark. So we owe a lot of gratitude to Barnabas, who simply was an encourager. I would like it for everybody who comes in these doors, that comes to church here, to feel like they've come home after a long journey, after a long stay. That we would just be kind one to another and encourage the desperate, encourage those who are discouraged because they need somebody. And you can also reach up, and as God works in your life, you help to promote the church and their assembly. But in order to be able to reach out to others and to reach up even, you have to reach in. And that's talking about your relationship with God, your relationship with Christ. You need to reach in and let the Lord teach you and help you through difficult times and to strengthen your faith. When your faith is strengthened and people see you with hope, even though you have reason to be discouraged yourself, that encourages them. It gives them hope that when they go through their difficulties, they can make it as well. So that's my vision, my goal this year to set before you is to be people of kindness, people of encouragement. And next time you're tempted to maybe say something that would be unkind, stop and think. Will this minister encouragement and kindness or won't it? Right? Let's be people of encouragement. And that report, I think, is done. Right? That's it. So that's respectfully submitted. So I would like to have a motion to accept the pastor's report. Okay, Bev, is there a second? Jim Hoyt, all in favor say aye. All right, anybody have any questions you would like to ask me before we move on? Okay, Pastor Craig, the associate report.
Just like to say thank you for being kind to me and encouraging me and my family. Appreciate that, and thanks for staying and eating lunch with us and supporting the youth group in all the ways that you do financially and through prayer. And it's hard to believe another year has flown by again. I know this has nothing to do with what I just wrote there, but as I was growing up, my dad said, as you get older, the years fly by, and I never understood that, but as I get older, now I understand what he was talking about. I'm truly grateful to God for his love and mercy in our family's life. And what's going on in the world, it's nice to know that the creator of the world is still in control and he knows what's going on and we don't have to worry, but we can trust and put our faith in him. It's been an honor to serve you for one more year. I appreciate each one of you and all that's done to further the ministries that God has set up in this church. I want to thank George and Gail for their continual commitment to the youth and to our church as a whole by helping on Wednesday nights and just for being here all the time and practicing and anything I need, they're there for me. And I also want to thank Josh and Mark. They've been my right-hand men, and they deserve a lot of thanks and appreciation, not just from me, but from all of you. Without them, I truly probably would be lost in confusion, and they come up with a lot of the good ideas that happens, and they don't always get credit for it. I'm also thankful to all the Sunday school teachers, as well as Val, who teaches the kids' clubs on Wednesday night. This year, the teens will not be without things to do. We'll have outings including lock-ins, game nights, canoe trips, Six Flags, and roller skating. I ask that you'd please pray for Josh and Mark as they begin to take on more and more responsibility. And if you can, and in any way, help out, it would be greatly appreciated. I also want to encourage you to bring your teenagers to youth group or your kids to kids club, as well as many of the other events. And remember that adults are always welcome at anything that we do. If you want to come, maybe you don't trust me, you're not sure what's going on, come and find out. You know, you're wondering what Josh and Mark are up to Wednesday nights. These doors are open for adults. I don't want to take you away from Pastor. I know that's not going to happen, but you know what I mean. Sometimes you're kind of leery about letting your kids go. I understand. Show up. Maybe we have a lock-in. We could definitely use some help as chaperones or drivers to go on trips. We could use anything that you could possibly supply. And I'm excited for this next year. I'm going to be leaving again, but that doesn't mean I'm not excited for what's going to be happening here. And that's my report. Any questions?
Quiet today.
A motion to accept the associate pastor's report. Okay, Anthony, second. Della, all in favor say aye. Opposed, same sign. And it's carried. At this time, we'll ask Clarice to come and give us the financial report. And then she's going to pause partway through for Della, I think, right?
Okay, the December 31st, 2004 checking account balance forward was $9,208.22. The income for 2004, tithes, offering, and other was $98,573.99. So the income plus balance forward was $107,782.21. And the expenses for 2004, Pastor Mann's wages, $30,940. Social Security, $2,389. Utility allowance, $1,200. Pastor Craig, $2,475. Joshua, love gift for summer ministries, $1,800. Cleaning, $2,650. Conferences, $500. Speakers, $2,643. Honorariums, $728.82. Designated miscellaneous giving, $2,268. Benevolence, $2,336.51. Missions, $9,947. Utilities, $4,109.23. Scholarships, $4,630. Designated education, $236. Designated WMs, $135.75. Repairs, replacements, maintenance, equipment, $5,281.65. Video equipment and computer upgrades, $2,109.54. Memorials, $104.57. Church directory, $27. Insurance, not health, $2,914. Dues and subscriptions, $149. Bank charges, $68. Church ministries, flowers, gifts, miscellaneous, $991.56. Office supplies, $191.84. Supplies, business, $659.05. Total expense and distributions were $81,457.52. which left the checking account ending balance $26,297.69. And then the Assemblies of God Financial Service Fund is balance of $199,280.65. And the interest in 2004 was $8,792.33, which left an end balance of $208,072.98 at the headquarters, right? Okay. Cadella?
I'll just tell you the financial portion of it right now. Clarice has a little more to finish with. For the Christian Education Department, the balance January 1st, 2004 was $500.79. The income, $1,950.50, leaving a balance there of $2,451.29. The expenses were $1,671.89, leaving a balance at January 1st, 2005 of $779.40. There's a little misprint on the paper. It says 770, but it should be 779. The Sunday school balance, because it's separated in two accounts, the Sunday school balance is $464.49. The kids club balance is $314.91, leaving that total also of $779.40.
The total cash net worth then is $235,150.07. Cash net worth of December 31st, 2003 was $208,989.66. The increase would have been $26,160.41, which is great.
Actually, since I typed that in wrong, the Sunday school, so it'd be $9 extra all the way down. So, any questions for Clarice on the financial report? We want to thank you, Clarice, for the fine job that you do. Appreciate it. Do we have a motion to accept the financial report then? Christy, is there a second? Aaron, okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Same sign. All right. Praise the Lord. Della, did you want to finish up your report since you're here?
Thank you. Just a little update for some of you that may not know. I was talking to someone yesterday about the teaching staff downstairs, and she said, well, so-and-so could teach. I said, he's been teaching regularly. Well, so-and-so could teach. Well, he's been teaching regularly. And so they didn't know. So I always like to bring you up to date as to who our workers are, a willing, wonderful crew. Starting out with a beginner class, ages 2 to 5, Lori Lamb is our main teacher there. Primary class, ages 6 to 8, Mark Burton. Middler class, 9 and 10, Valerie Bongard. Preteen, 11 through 13, Joshua Mannon. And he's got a class that's busting at the seams down there now. It's just doing really, really well. We're real proud. And the teen class, 14 and up, Steve Inlow. The adult class, George Lewis, Brian Ewing, Pastor Mannon, and Glenn Melcine. So we got lots of good, willing helpers there. And then we have some sub-teachers that I'm very thankful for. Christy Burton, Sarah Inlow, Josiah Mannon, Steve Inlow Jr. Thank you to all of you for your willing help. And I have a little bit I'd like to share with you here as soon as I turn my page. Yes. I would like to give a special thank you to the young adults who have stepped up to the plate and taught Sunday school when I needed them. Many times at short notice. Sometimes I'll come upstairs and all of a sudden I'm minus a teacher, whether it be for sickness or an emergency or forgot to call me or whatever the reasons are, I still need a teacher. Doesn't matter at that moment what the reason was. The matter is that I have a class of little ones sitting there waiting to be taught. And I come up here, and among the young adult group, I can just always find someone who's willing to come down and do the best they can. And that's all we need, and the children are happy with that. Thank you so much. Also, a big thank you to those of you who helped out and put a little extra in the Sunday school offering this year. If you'll remember last year, I begged a little because the materials prices were going up, and it looked like we were heading on a slope. And this year it has reversed around, and I'm very thankful to all of you who have been willing to give a little more to the Sunday school. It has helped a lot with the rising cost of material. So thank you much again.
Yes, and even on the financial report, you might have saw a designated education. That was not for Sunday school. If you remember, we ordered some videos and DVDs from a certain ministry, and that was for people who bought those videos and DVDs. So that was the designated education there. So Sunday school was self-supporting this year. Praise the Lord. I remember years we used to have to make a motion to balance the Sunday school fund at zero. Every year, so that's good. Is there a motion to accept the Christian Education Department report? George, Claire, second. All in favor, say aye. All right. Did anybody have any questions for Della about Sunday school? Okay. At this time, we will have Debbie come and give the Women's Ministries report.
Well, Jill's laughing at me. Next year, you get it. Anyways, I was last year's president, and this is always a scary time for me. Oh, man, you know, another business meeting. What am I going to say? And but yet, you know, it's really exciting because I kept my book, you know, of the minutes from last year just to see what God has done, you know. And so it's really exciting just looking back and seeing what all we've done and the accomplishments and how we've grown, you know, not just in numbers, but spiritually as well. But anyways, so I'll just kind of rehash what we did last year. Throughout the year, we put together a kitchen list and a prayer chain. And both of these tools are very vital to this church and very much needed. And the kitchen list is very essential because we as women have scheduled times that we're downstairs. And that's one way that we can serve the congregation is by getting the food ready and getting it out on the tables and prepared and ready for all of us to fellowship together. As well as, we also do the afterglows as well. And we also spend time in prayer for the prayer chain, for those who have an urgent request. And it's so neat to see how God has moved mightily. And, you know, because there have been some really urgent requests. And, you know, as we pray about it and we pass it on, we see God's hand. And so the prayer chain also is a very much needed facet in our church. The WMs meet monthly on the first Tuesday of every month. And that's in the homes of different ladies who had voluntarily hosted. In an effort to reach more people, we are doing some changes. We used to have business meetings and whatnot. We're really excited about these changes. We've done away with the business, and we're just doing Bible study. We have prayer and fellowship and just ministering to one another. And so our new study book is called Women of Worth. We just got them in. And we're meeting this Tuesday night at Marion Hoyt's house. Now, I know some of you did not purchase a book, and if you still want one, you know, to feel part of the group even, you know, I can still get them at the $8 cost, which you're saving some money. It includes tax. I mean, there's no tax on it, but anyways, so, you know, if you're not able to make it to the meetings, I still encourage you to pick up a book, and then you can still feel a part of the group. Well, anyways, in April of 2004, we hosted our fifth annual WM conference, and it was a great success. We had 40 ladies in attendance, and the WM offering that was taken in February, we were able to use it for scholarships. These were so some of the ladies that, you know, were having some hard times, we were able to fund their way, and I'm sure it was a great blessing to them as well. Our WM group gave $150 to Assembly Park Camp. They had some needs, and we wanted to meet those needs, and that was able to help them to purchase some roasters for their kitchens, so that was kind of exciting. The WMs also sponsored the yearly picnic in August for the whole church to attend, and that's one thing I wanted to touch on was that, you know, some people think that, oh, it's only for the ladies who are in the WMs, and it's not. It's for the whole church. It's just the ladies are sponsoring it, so the whole church is invited to attend again this year in August. During this last year, the ladies donated knives, pitchers for juice and water, the creamer and sugar bowls, and serving spoons. And the WMs also purchased serving spatulas and paring knives and the tablecloths that are downstairs in the fellowship hall. We served at 3 funerals last year, as well as for the annual picnic and fellowship dinners and afterglows. It was figured that we served a total of over 1,000 different people throughout all these different events. And during the year, we also bring meals to anyone in the church who's had surgery or just recently had a baby. And to make her recovering time at home easier, it's one way that we as women can minister to other women. And I know it's a big blessing to them because I've sometimes been on the receiving end of that. So we have also made attempts to bring beauty into the church. We purchased a new Christmas tree last year, as well as Christmas decorations. They were getting kind of old, and so it's kind of neat to see. And you can see some of the other things, you know, around Easter they did the draping of the cross and the whatnot, and you can see it, and the flowers that decorate the altar. The new officers for 2005, Jill Burton is the president, and Sharon Stauffer is the vice president, and then Christy and Kelly are sharing the secretary and treasurer position, so we're really excited about their leadership. Something that has been a burden on the leadership of those of us in the WMs is the lack of interest as well as the drop in of attendance in the meetings. And it is our desire to reach all the women and in this congregation and to minister to their needs. We're striving to keep a spirit of unity and oneness amongst our group, and to enjoy the fellowship with each other, which is probably why we've, you know, gone to the new revised meetings. And it's really been exciting, and I think everybody's really enjoyed it. We're doing, you know, trying to keep the unity and oneness by the monthly Bible study and prayer times, and it's a time when we can share our joys, we can share our struggles, and we can lift each other up. I hope that every lady present here will be able to attend our meetings and join in the group of women ministering to women. I'm done.
Motion to accept the WM report. Okay, Bev and then Don seconded it, and all in favor say aye. Okay. Any questions for Debbie? You can sit down. All right. At this time, we'll have Steve Enloe come and read the minutes from last year.
The 2004 Calvary Assembly of God annual business meeting was held on April 4th, 2004. Before opening the meeting, communion was served. George Lewis opened the meeting in prayer at 1:42. There were 32 members present. Pastor Mannon called the meeting to order and then gave the pastor's report. Pastor's report was then approved. Pastor Craig Burton gave the associate pastor's report. The associate pastor's report was approved. Clara Shackleton gave the financial report. The financial report was approved. Della Lathe gave the Christian education report, which was approved. Nora Mann gave the women's ministries report, which was also approved. Wayne Hagen gave a report on caring for unplanned pregnancies, ministries in Menominee. The church was started to support the ministry with a monthly donation. Steve Enloe Sr. did an excellent job of reading the 2003 annual business meeting minutes. Pastor Craig read a resolution sponsored by the church board to take the fourth board member and motioned the same. After discussion, the motion carried. Pastor Craig read a resolution sponsored by the church board to clarify the policy on immediate family members for the purpose of serving on the church board. Pastor Craig motioned to accept the new definition, and the motion carried. The church board listed their maintenance goals as the following: shingle roof, fix the basement wall, and solve water problem, and purchase a new boiler system. Due to having a one-year trial period for having four deacons, elections for two deacons were needed. There was a motion to close the roster. 17 votes would be needed for election. The motion carried. There was a motion to make the first ballot a nominating ballot unless there was an election. The motion carried. After prayer, Don Stauffer was elected. Steve Inlow Sr. was then elected as the second deacon. The meeting was adjourned with Robert Shackleton closing in prayer. As a respectfully submitted, Rex A. Mohan.
Before we have any discussion of the minutes, does anybody would like to accept them? Yes. Also, what did we do with the fourth deacon? We took him. He said we took the fourth deacon. I was wondering what we took him to, what we did with him.
I just read this. Did I read it wrong?
Just giving you a hard time. Thank you. Anybody? Anyway, would somebody like to accept the minutes? Mark, Kelly second. All in favor say aye. Opposed? All right. Any questions? Any questions? I've been asked to add that we did fix the water problem. Praise the Lord for that. And I think it's taken care of, and it'll never leak over there again. These were goals. They were not one-year goals. Yeah, I thought I'd make that clear for shingling the roof and the boiler system. And then there's still goals. They're ongoing goals that we have, along with some other things we need to stay in the church or do something with the siding or whatever we do there. And we do have a work day scheduled on the 14th. Hope to fix the fascia up here. And after we fix it, pray that another windstorm doesn't go through for a while, because I think we had just fixed it, and then wasn't it a couple weeks later it blew down again. So we do have some other things that we need to be taken care of. Does the board want to add anything to those goals? All right. No further discussion on the minutes. We will move to new business, and you have a resolution in your packet, not a fancy resolution where with the whereas and all of that stuff, but we would like to bring this to George. Oh, the water heater was replaced? Yes. And the toilets were fixed? 2 out of 3. Okay. We just set this before you, and then we allow a few minutes discussion on this as well, but to read the resolution before you: the church board hereby has requested your confidence and permission to expand here or seek another location in order to meet the present and future needs of our congregation. Now, we realize that a couple years ago you did give us permission to do that, but it's been a while, and so we came back to seek your confidence and your approval again in doing that. So is there any discussion? Anything you'd like to talk about there? Anything you'd like to talk about there? Any discussion on that? We really would like to know how you feel, you know, so you can, this is your time to express what you would like, or your feelings, or... You guys are a quiet bunch today. I don't remember a business meeting ever being this quiet. People-wise, yeah, we've been pretty well packed out here for a while. I don't know what attendance was today, but we've been over 100, I think, like the last 6 weeks, except for 1 week. So we got to the point, I think we're at the point where we were before when we decided that we needed to do some expansion or rebuilding, and we didn't do it. And because we dropped to about 80 people in the 80s, and we felt we didn't need to at the time, and there were some other issues, the property that we were looking at, and the gentleman committed suicide, and we didn't feel like approaching the family right then. We thought we'd give them time to heal and things like that. And so we did that. Since then, that property that we had looked at has been sold, but it's still a possibility that we could purchase between 5 and 10 acres there. I'll probably find out next week if we can do that and have a meeting with him and get the price. We also have some other options. Glenn has some property on Highway 12 that we've been looking at, just started looking. And so we have some options. Personally, I feel it's time that we expand, that we do some things. And I think that, you know, probably not going to grow much more than we are now. People don't come back if it's too crowded. And I think that the Lord is leading us in that direction. That's my personal feeling. And even you could tell we needed more room in the fellowship hall for the spaghetti dinner. It was pretty crowded down there. And we need classroom space. And I think we have some needs. So, your turn. Sharon? We have not worked out details as far as how big the fellowship hall or anything would be, but what they wanted to... We would, honestly, we would like to build big enough where we could have weddings and funerals here instead of having to go to a different church for that. Bob? Okay, appreciate that and your confidence there. We do have some ideas. Lowell?
When they're talking, they're facing front. I can't hear. Can you carry the mic or hand the mic around?
You want to repeat that, Bob? You want to repeat that? Word for word.
You said word for word, and I don't know what I said. I said there are a lot of plans available throughout this part of the country, several new assembly churches. Other churches have been built very satisfactorily, and we go to them, we see a funeral, a wedding, whatnot. You're there one time, but the toilets are properly put together, the fellowship hall, the church, the Sunday school rooms, quite adequate. I know of a church, I'm not going to name it, but not too far away, that very adequate, and it was built probably 8-9 years ago for less money than we're talking about having right now. And a very adequate building, but you could find these churches that you could save the engineering money and the planning money, and they would fit the spot. Or you maybe got to reverse the front door or something, but that's better than starting with an engineering company and spend thousands to have them tell you what to do, I think. And then beyond that, what I said was to leave that thing, that confidence with the board that we had 2 years ago, and let them proceed. And when they're pretty well along with their procedure, then they can come back and have a meeting, I would think. But there's no use of too many people discussing, or you never get done.
We do have some buildings we want to look at. My father-in-law told me that there's a church up by them that has the best layout for a church he's ever seen. And so we do want to look at that. And I'm on AG News Service, and once in a while, pastors write in there and they talk about their building. They talk about how much they're spending and what they're going to get for their dollar. And so we would look into it. Val, you got to talk in the mic, Val.
All I want to say is when we build a new church, we have a lot of youth here, and I want to make sure there is a gym in the fellowship hall that they can use both the fellowship hall as a gym, so we can do stuff with our youth and that they're not running around other places, but they have something to do in our own church. And it's very much on my heart, the youth. You know, something for the little kids as well as the big kids. You know, it would be a shame to have a church and use it twice a week when we have a lot of kids out there that need help every day, and somebody can volunteer their time to be with these kids. That's all I want to say.
Two nice things, Bob. We have a rule at our house. If you say something of kind, you got to say two nice things about that person. Anybody else? Okay, well, okay, Marion.
I know this is one of the fortunate churches that is minus a mortgage. And what happens if we build another one? Will we have a big mortgage to carry around?
Well, we have a big mortgage. You want to deal with that, Lowell?
Right at the minute, we have about $230,000. We have a lot on the other side of the parsonage there that I would guess would be have a value of about $20,000 to $25,000. We have a building on this side of the parsonage, which is this church and the parking lot out here, that realtors have told me that they thought they could get anywhere from $120,000 to $170,000 for it. I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is true, we would have a total of around $480,000 without borrowing anything at all, somewhere in there if I added it right. But anyway, around $400,000+. And I would think that we ought to be able to build a pretty decent church for that kind of money. If we do have a mortgage, I would say it'd be temporary until something's sold. I think we could do it almost for cash.
We're in a similar situation. We built the parsonage. We had most of the money. We didn't have it all, but we had all the money by the time we were done. So
when we sold the old parsonage, it went to the bank.
Yes, right. When it sold, we went to the bank. God has really blessed us. We have.
And it is our goal not to have a mortgage or have a minimal mortgage at the bank.
So one of the.
Together the idea, that plan, that concept.
Yeah, we would come back, Marion, and talk been with like this before we did. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, some of you remember the difficulty in making those payments, don't you? So we wouldn't want to be in that position again. Which we don't want to do.
We don't want. But conceivably, if you look at our financial statement, there's a possibility of making up to a $2,000 a month payment.
Anybody else?
But that's not a good one.
I make a motion that we leave it up to the board to go out and look and see what's available.
Actually, you don't need to make the motion. It is the resolution there. So, yeah. Yeah, you move to accept the resolution. It's second. Can we just do this by voice? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And it's carried. I want to thank you for that. I think we're moving in the right direction there. I really do. Nobody handed me anything to be brought up today, so probably be in a quicker meeting than you're used to. There is just one other matter that one or two matters, depending on how this goes, what we want to bring up to you. Last year, when we added the fourth board member, we knew that one of our board members was going to be gone. Okay? And we know who he is. And he wishes he was here, but he's not. And Rex's term has expired. Now, we would, as a board, we're recommending that we leave it at three board members because of the difficulty it is and has been to get everybody together. But if you guys want to continue with the fourth board member, that's your privilege. So yeah, you know, the way I am, I try to make it so that everybody can be there. And sometimes that's my fault. Sometimes we don't have meetings because I'm holding off hoping that everybody can be there. And it's difficult. I think we had maybe two meetings all year with Rex. It is all. So that's our recommendation, but, you know, it's up to you. Bob?
When this was discussed before, when we put the fourth member on, I have no problem with it, but I did go against it.
Yeah, no, I told you so. But that... But, okay, we were privy to some information you guys didn't know. We knew that Rex was going to be gone. And so we needed that fourth board member to have three. Yeah, so which we could. Okay, so what's your pleasure here?
I think we should just continue on your...
Leave it with three? Okay. Any further discussion or where to put it to a vote? Somebody has to say something. Okay. All right. Move for the question. All right. All in favor of leaving it at three, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say aye. And it's carried. Okay. Here's our dilemma then. Last year, because we voted for two people, we have two people's term expiring at the same time. Lowell's term expires next year, and then the year after would be Don. No. Next year, the year after would be Don and Rex.
No,
No, I mean Don and Steve. Thank you. So what we thought we would do is vote on extending Don's term by 1 year so that they could be staggered again. Okay, so that we wouldn't have two board positions come up at the same year. So I would like a couple of you guys to hand out these ballots. If you want, or a raise of hands or a voice or whatever you want to do.
If there's only one person, I don't think there's any conflict, but you know, the voice.
Okay. It's an extension, yeah. That's all it is. Extension of 1 year.
That's extending Don's.
It's extending Don's. Yeah, just for this time. After thereafter, it's 3 years. Okay? The voice.
So he's actually being elected for three more years.
Right, right. Clear as mud? Okay. Anybody have any objection to doing it by voice? Okay. All in favor then of extending Don Stauffer's term by 1 year, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign? Okay. Congratulations, Don. And you know what? That's all we have. So it probably took less than an hour today. Unless anybody has anything else you would like to... You would like to say, we'll give you this opportunity. Okay. Is there a second? Oh, we did second. Before we do that, we need to close the roster. Yes. Okay, Bev makes a motion to close the roster. Josh seconds it. Anybody know how many signed the roster today? Sure, we can count. We gave you a count. All right, we already have a motion to adjourn, and it's been seconded. So, Pastor Craig, would you please dismiss us in prayer?
God, we just thank you for this time that we've had together in this meeting and allowing everything to flow properly. And, well, we just pray, Lord, that you would keep everybody safe as they travel home and just bless this church this year and each one and that is involved in the church and all those people that can be touched by our hands, God, by you working through us. Just use us, we pray, in Jesus' name, amen.